USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The alleged gunman in the Oxford, Michigan high school shooting is set to be tried as an adult on one count of terrorism causing death and four first-degree murder charges. Authorities announced the charges against 15-year-old Ethan Crumley on Wednesday. Crumley, a sophomore, was previously flagged by administrators for behavior in the classroom that they felt was concerning. A meeting with school officials and Crumley's parents was conducted the same day as the terrorist attack. The CDC and health authorities in California confirmed the first case of COVID-19 linked to the newly discovered variant Omicron in the United States on Wednesday, saying an individual who recently returned from South Africa tested positive for the strain. The case was detected in San Francisco, California.
They had received a full dose of the Moderna vaccine, but no booster.
Dr. Grant Colfax is the director of health for the city and county of San Francisco. USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
President Biden's social spending program, advertised as Build Back Better, has more questions than answers. No one seems to know how much it will cost or what's all included in the bill.
With the bipartisan infrastructure package passed into law, Democrats are now focused on passing President Biden's Build Back Better agenda to provide Americans with more benefits and good-paying union jobs. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan joins Fox Business and says he hopes the bill does not pass the Senate, otherwise inflation will continue to grow.
When you spend like crazy, you shouldn't be surprised when you get a 31-year high inflation rate. So that's where we're at. Let's hope they stop it.
The Biden administration continues to say it expects inflation to decrease in 2022. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thursday night football tonight, we'll have the Cowboys playing at the Saints. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A graduate from the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine, Pennsylvania Senate primary candidate Dr. Oz on Newsmax, says when you mix medicine and politics, you get politics.
I think if I look back in my life, the realization that my parents as immigrants were welcomed by this country, which afforded opportunities unimaginable to other places, and which of course led to my success directly, is something that generated a debt. I want to repay my debt. Yes, all those things you said are true, and I've had a blessed life, but it's because I am an American living in America, and I want to repay that debt by running for public office. It, no matter what happens, it's worth it because I owe the country that. And I'm going to be a public servant. I do believe choices should be ours. I've taken on big pharma. I've taken on big tech. I've taken on big agrochem. You know, I've got scars to prove it. You witnessed me go through some of these trials and tribulations, but I cannot be bought. I'm passionate about this because I know that if I serve the people of Pennsylvania and this country wisely, I can make a difference in addressing some of the crises that we're all witnessing, you know, the erosion of American values that viewers probably are nodding their head yes, because we all see it right in front of us, but we're unable to empower each other to react. My candidacy is about that very reality. You know, I'm my own person. I don't want to be put in the box. I'm very proud of who I am, but I do respect what the Trump voter is feeling, which is they recognize that someone stood up for them, someone took hits on them, someone fought for them, and they want their turn. And as a doctor, I'll tell you, when you mix politics and medicine, you get politics.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.